We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
What's up, everyone? It's Election Groundhog Day Part 5. This one I call the hearings that went unheard because the media didn't cover it, and all they did was give you snippets of certain things here and there and berate individuals like Stephen Colbert did, because that's all Stephen is, an ugly, nasty punk who thinks he's funny. And he just been, I'm glad he's finally showing his true colors, because the guy's an overall punk. I'm glad I didn't continue buying into his shtick. So anyway, this is actually my second attempt at this video, because I already did Election Groundhog Day Part 5, but in my attempts to keep it shorter, it came out even longer than the previous episode recorded, and I don't want to dwell on this too long. You need to make the time to check out what you haven't been checking out. So for those of you that are watching this on my or on YouTube, Rumble, Parler, or on my website, preferably on my website, I recommend you go to the show notes on my website, www.theandrewsegovia.com, because only there will you be able to see the rest of the videos that I recommend for you to watch, particularly a supercut courtesy of Lateral Crowder of the Michigan hearings, because it's all about 9-11 hours worth of testimony. But this is the supercut, the main part of stuff that needs to be understood, and that's what's being discussed for why this is brewing to be a constitutional crisis in the lead up to the Electoral College vote December 14th. That's the important part, because while technically December 14th is the end of the election, so to speak, when the Electoral College meets, challenges can still continue all the way and beyond January 20th, because January 20th is the proposed inauguration date. So this is far from over, but the big deal is what may happen with the Electoral College, and everything that we expected would happen, all the pieces are now in place because of what's transpired this past week. So let's go state by state, okay? I'm going to try to summarize it as quickly as I can. A lot of stuff, folks, a lot of stuff. And speaking of a lot of stuff, I have not done this much for Off the Record in ever. So if you missed out on episodes, I recommend you check them out, because there's different updates about different certain segments of things that I recommend that you check out. And by the way, I know that this camera angle is, like, at least to me, is the most unflattering of things, because it's looking up, so it adds like 50 pounds to my physique. Look, just pay attention to the content, okay? So for those of you listening on the podcast, thank you, because you don't have to deal with my insecurities on the camera. All right, back to the point on hand. State by state, let's start with Nevada. There was this Native American get out the vote thing that we have found that this was a George Soros connected endeavor. And not just was it a George Soros thing, whenever it's involved, that means there's some illegitimacy to it. And there was, because certain people that voted were not legally allowed to vote for XYZ reasons, not having a correct birthday or invalid address and stuff like that. So that is there. Now, how much of that will be affected in the court, we don't know, because the lawsuits that are being presented there, one of them is challenging 40,000 votes, which is a pretty big deal. But not just that, a judge weighed in and said that, you know, we know that there's 4,000 votes that are illegally cast. They know that, but they don't have a chance to review it because of time. So without enough time, they're not bothering to listen to that evidence. It's your job. That's the whole point. You're supposed to find out if this election was legitimate or not. And you know that there's legitimate challenges, but you're not going to hear them because there's no time. So when is the time when the fraudulent results are certified? Which I'm saving Georgia for last, because that's going to be the point of discussion. Wisconsin. Let's move on to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, a new lawsuit for the Trump campaign, 220,000 votes. That one is a big one, because it comes on the heels of what the of USPS whistleblower testimonies that have been happening, particularly with Michigan and Pennsylvania. But there have been some of that reports also in Wisconsin. There have been there's a lot of information. Some of it sounds the same because the anomalies are basically the same. But with this challenge being put forward, this is in respects to absentee ballots that images show. A stack of ballots that have the same person's signature on all of them. Now, the I forget the name of the city attorney from that Wisconsin city. He responded to the Gateway Pundit, who posted this on their website. the city attorney responded and saying that this is disinformation because that was the city county clerk that was the one that was signing all those ballots after they checked them. The problem is that the point of contention with those ballots, and this is where the city attorney hasn't responded to, at least not that I've seen so far, the point of contention is that those multiple ballots that are there, among others, absentee, if they're absentee, by definition, they were mailed. So by being mailed, they had to be folded, they had to be creased, they had to be put in an envelope, and then the handling and all that. These ballots look like they just got off the printing press. So that is the point of contention, because that is enough suspicion to, if these are absentee, why do they look like they were just off the printing press? There's a touch about that too, which I'll get to. All right, moving on. That's the big Wisconsin deal, and that's what's been the back and forth in the past week. So I'm summarizing a bunch of events per state, because believe me, there's just so much. I'm not covering it all, but I'm recommending that the hearings are the things that you pay more attention to, because that if and when the election is called illegitimate, either a revote is called, or the Electoral College refuses to certify the vote, or the court forces the House of Representatives to vote on this, and then you find out that that Biden isn't president, that none of this should come as a surprise to you, which is why I'm telling you to go check this stuff out. Because the Democrats and the mainstream media are trying to suppress all this information, because that's what they do best, and big tech. But we'll see, it's not just the Democrats that are responsible here. We're talking about the Republican establishment, led by RINOs, Republican in name only. And I mentioned that before in an earlier episode of Off the Record, when I called Drain the Swamp. And some of that stuff from Drain the Swamp is going to rear its ugly head on this one because of what transpired last night and today. Okay, so that's Wisconsin. Let's move on to Pennsylvania. Some of the news that was coming out of Pennsylvania stems from last weekend, when some of the news was like, oh, you know, there's a lot of illegitimate claims here. So the House Republicans were trying to, this is the Pennsylvania House, not the Supreme, not the United States, the Pennsylvania Republican House were trying to do either a sit-in or say, hey, look, we got to meet up to try to talk about taking back our power to call the electoral votes instead of the Secretary of State certifying it, because it's a fraudulent, there's too many questions of illegitimacy here, and we got to do this right. We got to recall the certification. A judge did freeze the certification, so that's one good news. But the state Republicans there, the Speaker of that House, said there's no time to review anything because Monday was the last day, and then we're out of session, so let's not even bother. So other representatives came forward and said, you know what, we have to deal with this. We got to pass a resolution, or at least present a resolution to challenge these results. And so they did. So that's what's going on there. And one of the things that you probably heard about was that Trump is losing a lot of these cases. The Trump campaign has only brought three cases, okay? Three of them. They have not brought all these other dozens that you hear about. Those are other independent groups, think groups, election integrity groups, and among others. Those are not the Trump campaign. Sidney Powell, not the Trump campaign. All those lawsuits, there's multiple of them, have nothing to do with the Trump campaign. They just have everything to do with the election integrity. All right, so Pennsylvania, or the Supreme Court, you heard that, oh, they tossed out the last case from Trump. No, that's not what happened. They said, we're not going to hear it. The lower courts need to hear this. So that is the order. So the lower courts are ordered to listen to the case, not just dismiss it because they say, oh, there's just baseless claims. They're not baseless claims. There's enough here to question a lot. So you need to hear it so we can get to the bottom of it. That's the whole point. And thereby delaying the certification of the results of Pennsylvania, or at least calling them into question. So that's what that all means, that the media won't tell you. They say, oh, see, he lost again. And that's what people are on social media are saying, come on, can you guys just give it up? Did you really stretching here? Really stretching? You guys have lost already. Take the L, take the L. No, you didn't take the L, even though you legitimately lost. You were raising hell for about, what, how many thousands of dollars worth of memes that were purchased on Facebook for the previous election by supposed Russian bots? That was enough for you to, no, see, the Russians interfered. Memes? Memes are what interfere with the election? We're talking about direct infiltration of our voting systems. Direct infiltration of our voting systems. the tabulations being switched from Biden to Trump, abnormalities, vote dumps, illegal, some that are done by hand, other ones that were done by voting machines because there just wasn't enough to process to try to beat out Trump. All right, next state. Which am I picking? Let's pick Michigan. Before I get to it, that's where the big hearings were this week, by the way. Michigan and Georgia. So let's go with Michigan for this one before I go to the Arizona update, because a lot of updates on Arizona today, too. And Georgia, especially. That's the last one. So Michigan. This is a clip of the animosity and antagonistic lawmakers that were there challenging witnesses and Rudy Giuliani, the Trump's lawyers, at one of these hearings. Play this clip.
No one has found any evidence whatsoever of any of your wrongdoing. And why should we not believe the reported attempts of you to try to seek a pardon from the president?
Representative. Well, I will ask that he be disciplined for that. That is a defamation of my professional character.
As I said.
I said reported.
Mr. Giuliani, let me ask the question.
Just for the record, we haven't lost 39 cases. We've only brought three. So you're wrong about that. Second, the reason why people are reaching those conclusions is because, like you, they don't have the discipline, maybe the intelligence, I don't know, to read through this. You can't tell me there's no evidence when I have a couple of thousand affidavits from people. You can't tell me that your credibility is better than the credibility of those people. They swore under oath. You didn't.
This is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. I'm not even showing you the other video. It's in the supercut that's available on the show notes of company's episode at www.davidsegovia.com. Scroll down, look at that, and you'll see how one of those representatives is just berating the witnesses, insulting them. And she couldn't sound more racist, but because she's also a minority, I guess she could get away with it. She was lambasting people for testifying to this stuff, saying it was baseless, regardless of the fact that they swore affidavits under oath, which comes with a penalty of perjury, which is fines and prison time. So that's what the Michigan's hearings were bearing out, that there was a lot of abnormalities, miscounting, and like in the case of a Democrat poll observer announcing that she was being harassed because she refused to backdate ballots. That's not a Republican, folks. That's a Democrat. There's Democrats that have come forward to talk about these things. Poll observers, election workers. They are coming forward. They are whistleblowing. Multiple whistleblowers. 9-11 hours of testimony that I can't summarize here. And that is being confronted by these legislators in the state houses that are insulting the intelligence and the intentions of these people that have come forward to risk their careers, to risk the threats, as I'll get to in the case of Georgia. And they're just being a laughingstock to these late night show hosts because they got nothing better to do, to insult people that are actually risking their lives to do something. Dwayne Johnson said, "I risked my career coming out and Georgia." You didn't risk crap when your entire social circle and Hollywood elites all support the same candidate. How is that risking your career? You're still going to make movies. You're still going to be doing plugins for Under Armour. You're still going to be making money off HBO. Sure, you risked your career. Shut your claptrap, Dwayne Johnson. Dude, you couldn't be more self-righteous. Anyway, on to Arizona. Arizona was where the big hearings first started at the beginning of the week. One of the big things that were circulated was where the big deal of the abnormalities in this election came from Maricopa County, which happens to be the biggest one, which was hoping to be the biggest swing for Biden. And it looks like almost every vote came from there for Biden, conveniently. Now, early on, what was being asked for was an audit of these things. And while the hearings were happening, the Arizona Secretary of State went ahead and certified the vote, and so did the governor, which happens to be the biggest rhino there, Ducey. So he ended up certifying the vote. While the hearings were happening, that couldn't be more dishonest and disingenuous instead of waiting for what happened because of what's going on today. As the testimony was being shared about what was going on in the mini-system votings, all the abnormalities happened to be coming from the number one suspect in all this, Dominion voting systems. how convenient that only Maricopa County is the one that used Dominion voting systems, or one of two counties. But that's where the majority of the abnormalities are, not the other ones. Come on, yo. This is the same machines that were in place in the other swing states. All right. So the certification happened Wednesday. A lot of cold water, or Tuesday, cold water was dropped on the whole thing when AG Barr was quoted by the AP as saying that there wasn't enough fraud that they have seen to overturn the election. So you're admitting there's fraud, but not enough to overturn the election. That's how it was quoted, and that's how the media ran away with it. The next day, Bill Barr spoke out against the media who misquoted him. They are still investigating. Though the Trump campaign has said, you haven't done anything that resembles an investigation or any semblance of an investigation from the Department of Justice or FBI. And the FBI finally got in touch with one of the election integrity groups that was suing in Georgia for overturning of this evidence. Hopefully they make copies, not overturning it. Because the FBI, God knows what they're going to do with it. Because we can't even trust our intelligence communities. If you haven't heard my episode on what's in the box, you're missing out on just how deep this crap goes. Because holy smokes, how deep does it go? How involved is the CIA? How involved are the other intelligence groups in all this that we don't know who to trust at this point? That's the kind of level of corruption we're talking about. Anyway, let's move on. So Arizona, representatives, this morning, one of them said, we have to call an emergency session. Not an emergency session, but we have to call into question the legitimacy of the vote here in Arizona. We need to make motions to recall the certification. A few hours later, at least 20 lawmakers in the state of Arizona did just that. Just a moment, folks. Resuming here. Too much noise. Okay. I think I was wrapping up my thoughts on Arizona, where the Arizona lawmakers have called for a recall of the certification of the electoral votes there because of the challenges being made to the legitimacy of the election in Arizona. That's going to be interesting, especially considering that Mark Kelly was just sworn in to senator as senator of Arizona after what's-her-face, I forget, conceded the race. That's what I mean about spineless politicians that do not stand up for what is right. They need to challenge all this with all this basis. No. What happened to the term alleged media? What happened? Because the evidence is coming in, like Sidney Powell said, like a fire hose. It's just flowing in. So that's what leads us to Georgia. Let's wrap this up with Georgia. Because I did talk about Michigan, the hearings. That's in the video description down below, where the show notes accompanied on the website. There's the Arizona, the Wisconsin that I went over, and of course Pennsylvania. So now let's get to the big one, Georgia, where the rampant corruption being exposed, and at the head of it happens to be establishment Republicans, also known as RINOs, Republicans in name only. They wanted the endorsement from Trump, but are just doing everything they can to backstab Trump. Last night, Governor Kemp has requested for the second time for the Secretary of State, Rassenberg, to request an audit of the signatures of the ballots in Georgia. If you saw my episode on Drain the Swamp, I played a video that this guy named Gabriel Sterling happened to appear in, lashing out at Trump, his supporters, and the senators for not doing anything to tone down the rhetoric of the disinformation and whatever. This happens to be the election manager, and that's the only thing that the media ran with. Threats against him and then the city technician worker that ended up being at the center of something where it looked like he took the data from a bunch of these voting machines onto a USB and took it to a laptop. This, I don't know if he happened to be part of the other case where this happened earlier on Sunday, where this is the third recount in Georgia. The recount was stopped because of there was a server crash of a voting machine, and then a technician that worked for the city and happens to have links to Dominion went over to check it and wiped it. 12, I don't know how many thousands of votes were in there. But it's another case where two nights ago at midnight, there were 12,000 votes that needed to be recounted, and they were calling in all the poll observers and whatever. Hey, you guys got to come back here. We need to finish this. Like, where are these votes coming from? Like, seriously, this is crazy. What is going on in Georgia? They can't get it to get third recount, folks. But that's just a recount. They're recounting the ballots that have already been cast. With that in mind, let's return to this guy, Gabe Sterling. I'm calling him Gabe. Gabe Sterling, who happens to be a city worker with a Gmail account, is holding pressers? What the flip? There was a video, the bombshell video, everybody had to talk about. Because the conservative media was out there saying, there's your smoking gun. That's what we have to investigate it. This is suspicious activity. And the media, the mainstream media, saying this is fact-checked and it's perfectly normal. So the video happens to catch the moment when a table, a black table, the only one that has cloth over it, that was brought in that way earlier that morning before 9 a.m. by this questionable individual, who happens to have a daughter that was in on this too. The cloth was over the table. It contained official-looking suitcases or whatever, ballot transporters, but they were separated from everything else. They were there since the morning. And they were brought out after everybody was ordered to go home because the counting was stopping. But the video shows that the counting didn't stop. Individuals remained. They pulled out boxes from underneath that table and continued counting for several hours later. This morning, Ratzenberger went on Newsmax because Lead Stories published a piece saying, oh, this is perfectly normal. They talked to Gabriel Sterling to quote him and say, this was normal ballot procedures. So the way Gabe Sterling explained it was like this, that the counting was normal. It was a heavily edited 90-second video, so you can't trust it, that showed poll watchers and media leaving, and also the cutters. The cutters are the ones that open the envelopes and take out the absentee ballots. So the video, as Gabriel Sterling gives his perspective on it, explains that the cutters no longer had to be there, so they left. While they were leaving, poll watchers figured, you know what, maybe we can go too. So they were leaving too, according to Gabriel. So the others that remain were staying behind to put things away, so he goes. But then Ralph, the guy in the red shirt in the video, comes over and says, no, we're going to continue counting, much to their dismay. And that's when they start pulling out these boxes from underneath the table. That's his excuse. Here's the problem that Gabriel must have been preparing to explain all this. Because he supposedly knew this since election night. You knew it since election night, so you prepared the alibi for that long. Because here's what you can't explain. Here's what you can't explain. That was 10:25 p.m. that happens. 10:30, the counting stopped. So by your admission, the counting didn't stop. After the poll watchers were told to go home because the counting stopped. Gabriel says, we didn't tell them to go home. They were free to come back. Well, by law, you have to have observers there. And they weren't, and you kept counting. And the cutters, because all these boxes contain absentee ballots. Really? So, question. What was exchanged between the questionable person in the gold locks in that video and her mom that recorded herself walking into one of the election offices with a bunch of ballots, unsecure? She was recording herself. I don't know if it was Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. Recording herself and leaving them unattended. And then in a video showing what appears to be a USB hard drive stick being passed from one hand to another secretly, at least trying to cover it up. What was in there? Because they were the ones that remained behind that night. And the abnormalities happened at that moment. So explain to me how the counting stopped when the pipe burst, but that wasn't reported until the morning. It was repaired in the morning and didn't affect this. And the counting stopped, but the counting continued. Sorry, Gabriel, you lost this one out. Because all evidence is showing, particularly in the case of the election workers there, that are hardcore anti-Trumpers based on their Facebook and LinkedIn, which as of this morning are like locked. You can't see them anymore. But reporters looked it up yesterday. The ones that are actually doing the investigations, the mainstream media won't do. So the governor called for an audit of the signatures. Finally, that might not be able to happen per se, but the craziness that happened was that, I forget the last name of this guy, the judge from Georgia, the federal judge that waffled a lot on Sunday, where he said, seize the Dominion system machines. Hours later said, no, the state of Georgia has control of them, so forget it. 10:31 p.m. that night, seize the machines, 10 days, don't touch them, because Secretary of State Ratzenberger had ordered all of them to be wiped while there's legal challenges. Another thing that wasn't discussed or disclosed by Secretary of State Ratzenberger is that the audit done for the Dominion machines was conducted by a company named Perspective P&V, something like that. And they are linked directly to Dominion. That's like, look, it's illegal when you're buying a property for the mortgage lender that you work with. If you're working with me as a real estate broker, I have to have an arm's length relationship with the mortgage lender of my choice that I'm recommending you to work with. And that mortgage lender needs to order an appraisal to convince the bank to lend on this. You cannot have an appraisal from the mortgage lender. It has to be an independent appraiser to validate the value of said property. And you can never use the same appraisal twice. The same inspector. That's like being all in and the mortgage lender saying, I need you to confirm the value of this much for that property so the bank can lend it. That's exactly what that looks like. Suspicious? Totally. So, Georgia is being called into question. Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan. We are in the midst of a constitutional crisis because the answers to deal with this are in the Constitution. Next week's going to reveal a lot more. A lot of stuff, I'm sure, is already happening while I've been driving. A lot more is going to happen over the weekend that I'm going to be covering in the next update, because there will be at least two more updates of this election Groundhog Day, because believe me, it's not over yet. December 14th is big because of the Electoral College vote. That doesn't mean that's where it ends, though. But that is a big deal, because that will be the constitutional crisis. And we're in a situation right now where we have judges that are either trying to cover up or do not want to touch this hot potato. That's what happened in Pennsylvania. And a federal judge ordered the lower courts, you have to listen to this. So with all that being said, the media saying that this is over and that Trump is the one trying to steal it. They've been saying this for months as if they knew this was going to happen. Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, they all been saying that this election was going to last months. But because Biden wins, you can't question it. But you told us it was going to take months. I played that video in part three of this series, I think. So, I want you to take some time to actually check out some of the videos that are left embedded. For those of you watching, go to my website, the show notes, the company of this episode, www.dangerousakeover.com. It's the only way you're going to get any information, because to even find it sometimes is hard. But there's a lot more you got to know. I didn't even touch on what connections do a Chinese company, printing company, have to do with fake ballots that were sent to Canada and Mexico under the guise of medicine and then smuggled into the United States. This is everywhere, folks. Everywhere. But the media says, nothing to see here, because it's not in their interest for you to know the truth, that the media is setting up the powder keg to trigger a civil war. Because that's what they want. The metropolitan cities before the election didn't board up because they were afraid of Trump supporters. But because they were afraid that if Trump wins, that all the riots from the left-wing radicals were going to come out and start destroying their businesses and firebombing buildings. Guess what? Some of the places are still boarded up. And to date, Kamala Harris has not vacated her seat in California, so Gavin Newsom cannot appoint Alex Padilla or someone else to the Senate. I want you to let that settle in. And also question, do you really believe that Biden tripped getting out of the shower, chasing his dog to grab his tail? It's craziness, folks. A lot of craziness. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. That's why I do what I do. So you, technically don't have to, but you should. You should. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record. This has been Election Groundhog Day Part 5. Stay tuned for Part 6 next week. I'll see you on the next one.